What is going on, guys? It is the Okie Patriot here. It is currently 3 o'clock in the morning on April the 20th. And I recently did a couple of episodes of the podcast as a comeback. And I'm going to come back strong this coming Monday with a full-length episode. And I really am excited about bringing the podcast back. And it's been a couple years, or it's been about a year or so. But it's been a couple years since I've really been excited about the podcast. And I got a new microphone, I got a new camera, and I got a new internet speed. So I got some new internet, faster internet, and things are better, I feel like, right now. So really excited about it. Here is, it's about 23 minutes long. And I recorded this on tax day, some tax references, but yeah, man, I'm really excited about it, and I really feel a lot better about doing a podcast. I feel really good about doing the podcast, and I feel more comfortable than I have in the past. So hopefully we'll bring on guests, or we'll just have to see. I don't know. I feel really good about things right now. And here is the episode. I cut it off short because I had some technical difficulties, but hope you enjoy the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
I ain't one. From now on, I'm keeping my faith. Ain't gonna deduct none. So erase my name from your record. Take me off your mailing list. You can write me off, cause I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
All right, what is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Today is April 15th, tax day. This is also a record day for liquor stores and weed shops out there. So, trading green for green out there. So anyway, a lot of stress out there. People are worried about taxes. I saw a lot of people on TikTok saying they're not going to pay their taxes. So good luck with that. And then I've also seen where people are bashing or making fun of Mark Cuban. And I put in my 2 cents on Instagram. Mark Cuban was bragging about paying $300 million in taxes. So I put out my thoughts on that, but I just think that's not something to be proud of, right? If you want to give money to Ukraine, just cut out the middleman. Write it to Ukraine, because that's where it's going. It's not going to America, even though there's a laundry list of things needs to be done here. This administration has made it very clear that they want America last. And so it's going to illegal immigrants, it's going to Ukraine, it's going to all these other countries, it's going to fund, gender studies in Iran and, bullshit like that, right? And that's where it's going, that's where your hard-earned dollars are going. So I understand people out there, they're like, I'm not going to go pay taxes this year. I get it, right?
I wish it was that easy. I really do, but it's not. I mean, I feel like you're just asking for another January 6th to happen, where the government comes in and punishes people, innocent people. I don't know. It's just dumb. Taxes are dumb. Taxes are stupid. I hate taxes. But no, I mean, I feel like Mark Cuban is a pretty smart guy. I grew up watching Shark Tank. He is a brilliant business guy. But then he does something like this where he brags about having to pay $300 million. And I think part of that was he sold... didn't he sell the Mavericks last year, or was I thinking that, or maybe the year before? I think that that's why he had to pay so much. I don't know his normal tax bill. I just feel like if I was a billionaire, I would pay the minimum, the bare minimum legally. I would rather give $300 million to a accountant, to a tax firm. I would not give money to the IRS at this point. It's a waste of money. You might as well just put it in a big pile and burn it. It literally does the same thing. So anyway, I am back, and I feel a lot better. Like I have a lot of things to say. I mean, it's not one of these episodes where I'm going to, you know, confess to this and that. It's just, there's a lot of things going on. I missed a lot of things that happened in the past year, and I missed a lot of things that happened in the past couple weeks. I have no idea what's going on. I literally have stayed off Twitter, stayed off Instagram. Somebody messaged me on April 1st, and I just now saw it, and I messaged them back, and I apologize. And also another thing I'm doing is I'm not, I don't read comments unless I just happen to see it. And, it's not that I don't care or I don't appreciate. I do appreciate everybody out there. It's just I just can't be on my phone for all day. It's just not. And it's weird because it's like I'm the least or the most antisocial social media person you'll meet. I don't like social media. Like I don't. But I think it's a great tool to put information out there, and it's certainly helped me express certain things, and it's helped me grow, and I've been able to do a lot of things with it, and been able to discover people, connect with people, and talk to interesting. I like social media, but at a certain point, if you use it too much, I mean, there's people out there that spend 18 hours a day on Twitter, and that can't be healthy. That can't be good. It's not. But no, I just been focused on me for the past year, and you know, I started doing the podcast during COVID, or actually before that, but really hardcore during COVID, and then I did it like for 3 years straight. And then, like, last April, I just hit a wall. And I was just like, I can't do it. And then, all of a sudden, in January of this year, I bought a webcam that's been sitting in the box over there forever. And I tested it out, and it worked great. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then, 4 months later, here I am, like, doing the first episode of the podcast back, and it's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be all about politics. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be stupid stuff that I find online or music related. Of course, I have this station on YouTube called Okie Patriot 76 Radio, and I'm really excited where that's gotten, and I'm thankful, and I'm grateful for all the people out there that supported that, and I appreciate all the artists out there for letting me do that and not take down the channel, because there's been a couple of artists, I won't name them, but they don't want me posting their stuff, and basically they blacklisted me from posting their stuff, and which it's fine, you know, it is what it is. I don't like their music anymore, but it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth with their music, but I get it. They're talented artists. One of them is from Oklahoma, and it's all right. It's all right. But most of them are very thankful, and it's not that, you know, I understand that, you know, in the beginning it was not a lot of people knew what I was doing, and then now I make it very clear, like, I don't make money from that channel. I don't make money online anyway. I mean, I put up a thing on my story on Instagram earlier. I got a check from TikTok, which it was like $20. Like, they asked me, do you want to monetize it? Like, a couple months ago, I was like, okay, sure, whatever. I won't make anything from it. Made $20. Okay, whatever. Whatever. I mean, I haven't been posting, I'm pretty much used to, and I think that was the problem, like, before, like, I kept on trying to, like, build these businesses and, you know, make a t-shirt. I still own the domain for all the Okie Patriot stuff, but I don't have a website, and I probably won't go back to that. But that was, like, I was trying to, like, make it work financially to where I would make, you know, 100% of my money online, which is not a good thing. Don't put your eggs on one basket. But I finally got, you know, I have a job, and the income doesn't come from this, right? You know, my rent money doesn't come from online stuff. And that was what was the major stressing point, was like 2022, 2023 time frame, like a year and a half ago, 2 years, I was trying to, like, build up these websites, and I was pouring money into it that I didn't have. And I think now it's just like, I'm just going to get on here and say whatever the fuck I want to talk about. And I'm a lot happier, and it's, yeah, I mean, you get what I'm trying to say. Like, the online thing didn't work. And now, like, now that I'm not trying to make money online, I've gotten more growth in the past couple years than I have in the past 5 years before that. Cause it's just a hobby. It's just like, oh, I'm just doing this on the side kind of thing. And, you know, so, but the music channel, I'm really proud of, and I'm really passionate about it, and I'm really thankful, and I just feel good about it. And it's genuine, and it's something that I really enjoy doing. And it started out as, like, you know, I saw all these country outlets talking about artists that were already big, or they weren't necessarily country, but they were pushing out these artists. And I was like, well, what about this artist over here? Or the case of, like, an Oliver Anthony, where he got so big that everybody had to talk about him, right? Except me. I haven't talked about him on this podcast, because that happened after I left. But I talked about him on social media a lot during the time. And, you know, there's artists like that. And there's a playlist I made on Spotify. It's my most popular playlist over there. Try that in a small town playlist. And it has artists like Oliver Anthony, like Jason Aldean, but independent artists. Like, there's artists like Jason Aldean, there's artists like Aaron Lewis that are in the mainstream, they're signed to labels. They're safe, but they can't come out and say 100% what they want to say. Right? I mean, there's artists out there like Creed Fisher or like a Kid Rock, who I've kind of lost a little bit of respect for him, to be honest, over the Bud Light thing, where he kind of backpedaled on that. But I still like him as an artist, and I still like his don't give a fuck attitude. And that's what I love about these independent artists out there. Go check out that playlist. Go check out, there's like 10 hours of music from mostly independent artists. Like I said, there's a couple of Jason Aldean, there's Aaron Lewis, there's artists on there that are signed to labels, but for the most part, they're, you know, Tom McDonald is on there, Adam Calhoun is on there, Upchurch is on there, There's people like that on there that I think that, hey, they're independent, they're doing their own thing, and they're crushing it. And that's why I started that channel, is I want to put artists out there that deserve a platform, and they're speaking the truth in their music, like an Oliver Anthony. And it's been a year since I found Oliver Anthony. I'm going to brag on myself a little bit. So I was on TikTok digging around last April, and I do this to this day. Like once every couple of weeks, I go on TikTok and I spend an ungodly amount of time digging through there to find music, because I like to discover people so I can push out their stuff on the channel. And I find content to post, and they get a free promotion. And I think that it works out for everybody. But Oliver Anthony, I found like in April of last year, and I was like instantly blown away by what he was doing. And I was like, this guy is fucking incredible. Never in a million years did I see that happening with him, where he blew up. I'm glad it did, but some artists out there have been doing what he did for 15, 20 years, and they still haven't reached the level that he reached. And his last album, like his debut album that he put out, is incredible. It was produced by Dave Cobb, and it's great. It's awesome. It's so awesome. And so that's what I've been focusing on, is like the music stuff. I also have a new album. Like, so I also produce music, and there's an album that I put up last month called Electric Hippie. And artist name is Conservative, if you want to go check it out. But that's what I've been doing, is just focusing on music stuff and, you know, the political stuff. I mean, I keep up with politics, but it doesn't really run my life anymore. And it doesn't really, like, it's more of like a joke at this point. Because, I mean, I've already voiced my opinions on Trump. I still support Trump, but I do have, you know, some criticisms that I think that are valid. And the issue I was seeing with the MAGA movement, you know, stems back to like January 6th, or actually before that, in December of 2020, where people were saying, go to the Capitol. And I went on this podcast and I was like, don't go to the fucking Capitol. Like, it doesn't look good. And I never thought that what happened was going to happen. But it's a bad deal, to say the least. I mean, there's like, I think 9 people from Oklahoma that's like convicted and now felons, I think, from what, I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, but it is what it is. I mean, I hate that happened to those people, and I hope that Trump wins. I mean, it's not that I don't support Trump. It's just that I just wanted to vote for DeSantis, and I did. But I thought that he would make a good leader, and I like Trump, and I think that he's the best option for this election. And I don't know, there's certain qualities I hate about Trump and certain qualities I love, and then there's certain qualities I hate about DeSantis and love about DeSantis. And, you know, same with RFK, and same with all these other candidates. I wish that, and this is kind of where I stand on this election in November. I wish that there was like a Build-A-Candidate, like a Build-A-Bear, where you can go in and you can pick out the things that you don't like, and then you could put in like your custom candidate, where you can build a character type thing. There's things I like about RFK, like the COVID stuff, that is like on point. But any other thing that he talks about, any other issue, he kind of loses me, right? And so... and I don't think he's a conservative, but I think that he loves America. Like, he's the only person on the left I feel like that actually loves America. I'm not getting that from like the Bidens or anybody off anybody else on the left. I think that he has a lot of good things to say, but he kind of scares me with the other stuff. But like I would take the COVID stuff, and then I would take Trump's not give a fuck attitude, rawness, and put it in there, and then I would take DeSantis's conservative policies, and he kind of is, you know, he was a safe candidate for me, and I think I thought that he would be a safe candidate, and I know that he's highly unpopular, but Trump is highly unpopular. Trump just continued to lose me on a lot of things, and you know, on the COVID stuff, and you know, him selling the Bible recently for Easter, and the $400 shoes, and it's just like, man, when is this guy gonna get the memo that what he's doing is very unpopular? But like I said, he doesn't really give a shit. He's gonna do whatever he wants to do. And here recently, he's basically made it known that he is basically pro-choice. He's not a pro-life candidate. He's not a conservative candidate. And so, but when I post stuff like that on Instagram, my problem with the MAGA movement is that they don't have an argument, and they just unfollow. And I've gave examples, and I've put my thoughts out there, and I know this podcast is going to be very unpopular with people. Like I said, I voted for Trump twice, and I think that Trump is the best candidate for the job now at this point. And I probably will end up voting for him. I'm not a Biden supporter. Like, people accuse me of being one, but it's not. Like, that's my issue with the MAGA movement. It's like, if you criticize one thing about Trump, you're automatically by default a Biden guy. I'm like, that's not what I said, you know? So it's just like, there's a lot of, you know, problems in the, and I know not everybody is like that, but there's a lot of people out there that are like stuck in the QAnon stuff, and it's just like, dude, just give it a break. And there's people out there like the pillow guy, Mike Lindell. I heard a thing the other day. He's like, Trump's gonna be back in office in August. I'm like, okay, keep on believing that. You know what I'm saying? Like I hope he wins. I really do. But it's just like people need to quit the QAnon stuff. And I think most people have. Most people are seeing through the bullshit. And but it was also good to see, you know, people are, you know, waking up. And whenever I looked at the results for the primary here in Oklahoma, a lot of people, the good chunk of people, voted for DeSantis. But at the end of the day, Trump is, or Oklahoma is MAGA country. Like, if any state in the union is MAGA country, it's Oklahoma, right? Everywhere I drive, there's Trump flags everywhere. There's Biden sucks. There's a fuck Joe Biden sign flag that in this house down the road here. And I was driving the other day on the interstate, and there was a sign someone made out of a cardboard box and put on the side of the road that said Biden is a fascist. And I thought, man, I should have had my phone ready to take a picture, but I can't operate my phone while I'm driving. That's just dangerous. But no, that's where I stand on this election, and that's why I kind of left politics, and I take breaks because, you know, I do all this effort, and I put in this effort into the, you know, social media stuff and the pages and all that kind of stuff and Instagram. And then I put my opinion out there, and a lot of people out there understand where I'm coming from. Like, people out there, like I've commented back and forth, and people have DM'd me, and I've put my thoughts out there and put my point of view out there to people. And they're like, oh, that makes sense. I totally understand why you're thinking that. I'm not like, people have accused me of being a liberal or like this guy with TDS. That's not me at all. Like, I just have a different opinion. And if you don't have a different opinion, then it becomes an echo chamber, right? And so I don't want that to happen. And so that's my thoughts on that. I didn't mean to go that far on that topic, but But yeah.